From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. troops to remain longer in Afghanistan. President Barack Obama says he'll delay the planned withdrawal of American military forces from Afghanistan, scheduled for next year, in response to unanticipated gains by the Taliban. Mr. Obama's plan will maintain the current number of troops in the war-torn country at 9,800 through most of 2016, before trimming that number to 5,500 by the time he leaves office in January of 2017. The shift retreats from his promise to end the war there during his tenure.
Given what's at stake in Afghanistan and the opportunity for a stable and committed ally that can partner with us in preventing the emergence of future threats, and the fact that we have an international coalition, I am firmly convinced that we should make this extra effort.
President Obama says U.S. mission in Afghanistan will continue to remain twofold, training Afghan forces and conducting counterterrorism. The U.S. Defense Department says an airdrop of ammunition and equipment last Sunday was successfully delivered to Syrian Arab forces. The supplies were intended for a group of Sunni Arab brigades in northeastern Syria that's been fighting Islamic State in an area north of the IS stronghold in Raqqa. Meanwhile, Iran is intensifying its presence in Syria, sending hundreds of elite troops into the country in support of the regime of embattled President Bashar al-Assad. South African athlete Oscar Pistorius will be released from prison next week and moved to house arrest for the remainder of his 5-year sentence, 1 year after being convicted for the killing of his girlfriend. Pistorius was convicted last year for the shooting of model Reva Steenkamp at his Pretoria home in February of 2013. Pistorius said he mistook Steenkamp for a nighttime intruder when he shot 4 times through a locked door. This is VOA News.